worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
This is America! Say it, stupid!
Kara.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Mickey.
I have no idea what's going on.
And Lazy E.
I'm the fat kid and I want cake.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Well, we were joking about Kara dying. I didn't expect it to actually happen.
She's not dead.
She's dead. It's a freak accident. Welcome. Mickey is very unhappy today, and I'll explain why in a minute. But our website is afreakaccident.com, and our email address is freaks@afreakaccident.com. Why are you both giving me that pursed lip?
Because you couldn't just leave my chair where it belongs.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Well, because I want to, if I need to suddenly be able to poop, I got to slip out of here very quickly, and this gives me that lane. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, you normally don't have the lane of poop.
I don't have the poop lane. I'm trapped back here in this corner, you know, and I have to, like, climb over you, which is, like, fun.
And through your closet.
You know, yeah. But I don't have to do that today. You know, if the urge suddenly arises, I'm good. But did I mention the website? I did. And the email address? Good. Yeah, I'm here. Lazy E's here. Mickey's here. Her chair's moved, so she has to look at me, which she's just thrilled about.
Nope.
You know what, though? It feels like the old days.
It is like the old days.
Yeah. For a number of years, this is how the arrangement was done.
We did not need a throwback.
I didn't ask for a throwback.
But,
I didn't.
But you did it
this.
Anyways.
Listen, it's not my fault that Kara's dead. Okay, I didn't ask for that either.
She has a stomach virus.
We joked about her dying last week on the show. We were like, oh, good, just in time for spooky season, Kara's a ghost. And then, like, she actually goes and really dies. It's very
sad.
Well,
maybe she's not dying. Maybe she's, like, resurrecting.
Through her butt?
Yeah.
She's got a something going on there.
Yeah, that's what's happening
right now. It's in the stomach, which, like, it's always really extra horrible when you really think about your stomach virus. It's, like, ties your butt and your mouth so close together in that one disease.
Ooh.
You know, because it usually comes out both ends.
Oh, that's called the bathroom sickness. The bathtub sickness.
Right, yeah.
Got to go in the bathtub and just hope to God. You pray to God at that point.
That's a way of thinking about it, man. But, yeah, Kara is, as far as we know, dead. And may she rest in peace. We will hopefully have her specter back again next week on the podcast. Call the Ghostbusters. Get them to wrangle her and bring her here.
Oh, I had something for that now that you said that. Give it a second.
Okay, we'll give him a second.
You do your thing.
Mickey, did you remember your batteries for your unicorn horn?
Nope.
That's becoming a running
You're
joke.
Lucky I remembered to show up tonight.
Well, she's the one who bragged a couple of episodes ago about how she remembers her homework. She does it. We've been asking her to do batteries now for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, batteries.
And it has not happened yet.
No.
So, you know, of course, today. Oh, yes.
Kara's dead. Yep.
I mean, this fits, you know, for the time of the year, too.
Yeah.
It's fine. Dead. Oh, my God! Dead. That's right. Dead. Dead.
Ghostbusters!
This guy's dead now. Are we going to play that for the Van Halen segment later, too?
No! Good Lord, no.
I mean, it is true. Eddie Van Halen is dead, and we'll be talking about that later on the show.
Yes.
May he rest in peace as well.
Mm-hmm.
May he shred in
Oh. Yeah. Ooh.
What?
That was rough.
Was it?
Yeah, that was too much.
He can rest, but I want his shreds to live on. That was what I was trying to get at.
Still.
Yeah, nobody saw Crisco trying to do the hand shred. It was awful.
I was doing like a whole bunch of...
I'm not sure what you're doing there.
Yeah, you're like twiddling like you're a folk singer down here, and then you're just going...
Yeah. I'm gently stroking the... What's that called, Mickey?
The neck.
The neck of the guitar.
The technical terms.
I don't know music terms.
The fret.
I listen to music. I don't play it at all. She's the musician.
I even knew it.
oh, okay, Mr. Smarty Pants, aren't you an encyclopedia? Why don't you go head-to-head with Google, then? We'll see how you do.
I never
claimed. You're so smart.
No.
I don't need to claim. We figured that out. That's set in stone forever, and it's on the internet, so it's permanent. Anyhow.
That's why I wish I never did that, because now he has this forever.
Yeah, it's your fault.
Yeah, it is your fault. You have nobody to blame but yourself. But I was looking at something today. Did you know that the sale...
Whoa! All your words came together.
I know.
To form Captain Planet. You know what someone else would say?
By my thoughts combined.
Someone said he would help it out, see me.
Anyway, I was looking at something today about Halloween and the Halloween season, which it is now.
Yeah.
And it was saying, like, you know, that these Halloween retail stores are hurting for money because the sale of costumes are, like, in the toilet, apparently, and especially adult costumes. I'm like, well, yeah, nobody's going to be going out and partying with COVID. I mean, some people probably will. But then you got to remember, too, though, a lot of the costumes are based on usually movies and TV shows and things that come out that year.
And nothing came out.
Nothing came out this year.
The popular thing right now is Cobra Kai costumes.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, because that is gaining traction now that it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
So that's a thing. I did see there was a rack. If Kara weren't dead, she would have found
the Karen
funny.
Rack.
The Karen rack.
I
did
saw
you see that.
That?
Hilarious.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah, they go as Karen for Halloween. That's pretty
funny. Although amazing. I was a little disappointed in the wig option.
Yeah, it didn't look like the Karen haircut at all.
No.
It was just like nondescript blonde wig.
Yeah, it was like a bob.
Yeah.
But it was like a really long bob.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, that's not a Karen.
Nobody's trying with that.
No.
Nobody thought that through. But maybe, then again, though, like I said, maybe the factories that make those horrible costumes are all shut down, too, because they got nothing to make.
Sure.
So they're just like, repurpose what we got. Yeah. And, like, that's the closest thing that they had to that.
Maybe.
Like, what do you even call the herring haircut?
The Karen haircut?
The Heron. There you go.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
The Karen haircut, where it's, like, long kind of in the front, and it, like, it tapers up to being short in the back, right?
Well,
that's
it's
the
one a bob, but it...
It's like
they usually
bob?
Spike it. No, it's not inverted because it's still a bob. It's
they
just
spike it in the
it's
back.
It's spiked in the back.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a name for it. I don't know what it is.
I don't know. Yeah. The Karen.
I figured you might know, considering your expertise with doing interesting things with hair.
Nope.
You do
never,
all that yourself,
ever
though.
Did
don't
that
you?
With my head.
Well,
ever.
You never did that. But maybe you know somebody who did, was my point.
No, I don't have friends like that. Are you insane?
I thought she was just going to end with, I don't have friends, period. Yeah. End of sentence.
I would have believed that more.
Thanks.
She's got us. We're kind of her friends, unwittingly. You know.
Let's not say things
we can't take back. We're circumstantially her friends.
Okay.
But, you know,
I'll take that.
That's about as far as it goes. There was something else I wanted to bring up, too. Oh, I read this, too, and I wanted to pitch this question to you guys, too, speaking of Halloween and stuff. And it was asking this strictly in the context of Halloween, but I broadened it. And it's like, you know, because we are getting into the holiday season as well. Mm-hmm. You know, once Halloween ends, a lot of people immediately go right into Christmas. In fact, some people have been putting up their Christmas trees already.
Yeah, and calling them fall trees.
As a way to, like, soften the blow of their depression and anxiety that they've been suffering through with COVID.
No.
I know. I'm not saying I agree with it.
No.
Yeah. But anyway, some people have already started with their Christmas stuff. I'm one of those people where, for me, it's Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. You don't go Halloween to Christmas. You don't make that leap like some radio stations in our area did. But in any case, it was asking because it's going to be, you know, Halloween. It's going to be holiday season. Are you, and the question was, I don't think anybody here, and even if Kara were here, she would say no probably. Would you, if you're going to have a holiday get together, would you do any kind of, like, COVID screening for people coming over your house, like taking temperatures?
No.
Or asking people to wear masks or anything like that?
The thing is, the people that I would invite are typically in an industry that where they have to get checked.
Okay.
Or they have to get screened beforehand. Like, they take temperatures there. And a lot of them work from home anyways.
Okay.
So I kind of have an idea of those people.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe. I don't think I would. I mean, we have to do it for the business right now.
Right. Well, yeah.
And I still think it's a dumb idea because, yeah, great, I took your temperature. That means nothing.
Well, especially, again, when so many people apparently are asymptomatic who carry the virus. Like, it's not doing you any good to just screen via temperatures.
Right.
I mean, for me, it's kind of like we've had people over the house, you know, since this all began. Like, you know,
we're not actually here right now.
No.
Well, you guys come over. Obviously, we don't wear masks. You know, I mean, we're not really 6 feet apart, but
no, we're definitely not 6 feet apart.
No, we were when this all kind of started. But that's the other thing, too. Like, we have people over pretty regularly. Every couple weeks we have friends over. We all sit within 6 feet of each other and none of us wear masks. And like, we've never enforced that really. But it's kind of one of those things, like, I don't know, man. Like, I feel like it's sort of like the unspoken. Well, plus, I'm going off of the whole, hey, no matter how many gatherings we've had, it's always been less than 10, which is what they say. Is right. Like, you know, okay. And at the same time, you know, we do, I kind of feel like it's like the honor system, sort of. Like, hey, if you're feeling weird, I would expect you to not show up, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, but don't be an idiot.
Right, yeah. Beyond that, I feel like the odds are probably in our favor, considering we're having people over without masks and things like that.
I think I would more enforce it if, like, where my general family, when we were up in Massachusetts and we had events, that I would definitely enforce it because we were coming from all over the place.
Right.
Like, it wasn't just our immediate friends within a 30-mile radius. Like, we were family from California and Canada and whatever. That I would definitely be like, no, we're all wearing masks if you're going to come down here. Mm-hmm. Like, because it's just too many areas. But when it's just a local area and you're all keeping track of everything...
Well, it's kind of like all of them, too. It's sort of like what Lazy E's saying. Like, they work from home. You know, all of them have been doing remote work since this all began.
Yeah.
So it's like, I can kind of assume within reason that they're being responsible.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they're not going to, like, Sturgis. You know what I mean? Like, where there's 3,000 people, you know, and, like, rubbing elbows with people and everything else. You know what I mean?
But although we haven't heard much in the news about that.
Well, a lot of people got it there.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, a lot.
There's like hundreds of people who are hospitalized now after attending that rally.
What band? I forget.
It was Fozzy.
Yeah,
it was
Fozzy.
Freaking Chris Jericho was there.
Yeah, he had 28,000 people watching his band, and
yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, hey, it's just people's lives. Who cares?
Jeez.
But again, that's the other thing, too. Like, it's like, you know, that's a huge gathering of thousands and thousands of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like as long, you know, if you're having like a couple of people over.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like that's still underneath, you know, the gathering limits and everything else. I mean, like I said, you can be responsible. You know what I mean? I've been mostly responsible throughout most of the pandemic, but it's like, I'm not going to force you guys to have to wear a mask when we come over to do the show or something like that.
Right.
You know what
you,
I mean?
You assume we would all do what Kara did and not come if we don't feel good.
Yeah, exactly. She told us, like, you know, even though it was near recording time, I'm not feeling good, I'm not coming. Cool. Don't bring that bug over here. I don't want it. You know, and that's the thing. Like, it's, you know, you're respectful. You know, if you thought for a second that you might have been exposed to it, too, I would expect you to not come either.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same kind of thing. You know, but you could be responsible and still not be, you know, totally crazy with wrapping yourself in a bubble and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like there is a middle ground. Feel like it. You know, it's not all one or the other. But it is an interesting question, though, because some people, I wonder if they've even had that if they've even made that consideration. You know, if you normally throw like a big holiday party or something like that, one, are you doing it at all? And number two, if you are, how responsible are you going to be for it? If it's going to be, you know, if you've got a big enough house, if you're going to have 50 something odd people come over, you know what I mean, to drink and do whatever.
We're three odd people.
That's true. We are something odd. That is for sure.
Mm-hmm.
On the show today, though, our segments, speaking of COVID, the president got it and...
Is being a jerk about it?
Well, there's that. Yeah, you know what I mean, he likes to portray that he's beaten it already. But we will talk about it. We've got Eddie Van Halen, who, as previously mentioned, has died. We have the dumbest thing that you would do for money. Yeah. This was a listener active that we shared on our Facebook page too, so we'll get a couple of listener reactions in here as well. The dumbest thing you would do for money, and we'll share ours. And this is based off of one individual that I think I mentioned on last week's show. But if you didn't hear that, I'll save it for that segment because it's kind of appalling when you find out what this person does and what they get paid to do it. And it's kind of like, I mean, it makes me rethink all of my life choices and makes me want to eat rocks. And then we have, we're going to end with, what's something that's legal that doesn't feel legal when you do it? Like, almost like it's something that you can do. It's like, this is too good to be true. Like, I shouldn't be getting away with this kind of thing. So we'll get that segment in there too. That and more on this episode of A Freak Accident.
If you need to listen to A Freak Accident, we've got what you need.
Oh, perfect.
You can find us on iTunes, the TuneIn Radio app, Spreaker, Your Nightmares, the Stitcher Radio app, pretty much every other podcast app, or wherever podcasts are downloaded. So pick one. We don't care which one. Just make sure you're listening.
He's drunk, what's on his head? He's drunk. He's drunk. I think he's dead.
Well, you can't really say that because he is still very much alive.
Yes.
To the shock and awe of most of the world. And it's really, there's a lot about this situation that rubs the wrong way.
Yeah, the people are really ugly.
What are you talking about?
That they wanted him dead.
Oh, well, that. That was, I mean, that's one thing I'll never understand. Like, you know, the people who are politically opposed. Now, I here's the thing, right? I understand at least conceptually why they want that, because for those people, politics is a life or death situation.
For some people.
If we don't get universal health care, we're all going to get sick and die. Like, they literally make it about,
yeah,
you know. You get what I'm saying about life and death? Like, they're like, as if there's no socialized medical options for people who don't have health insurance. Like, that doesn't exist. You know, whatever. We're going to ignore all that. But they make it about life and death. You know, they say, like, oh, people are being held at the border and they're dying. Therefore, Trump is killing them. You know, it's like, oh, okay, so that's how they justify that way of thinking. I never make those connections in my head. It's always like, you know, people die. It's a thing that happens.
Yeah,
you know,
but to
I mean?
Wish
like,
death upon a person is just...
That's just it. You know what I mean? Sick. It's the same people who say, like, you know, oh, if I find any protesters in the street, I'm just running them over. It's the same spirit
right
behind those statements. It's like, so I don't understand the people who are wishing death upon him either.
Yeah.
That's really uncouth. You probably shouldn't be hoping that anybody dies, but whatever. He got COVID.
Right.
The president of the United States got COVID. He was confirmed, when was that? Last Thursday, I think, is when they actually came out and they said that, you know, he had tested positive for it. He sent out the tweet confirming it, that both he and the first lady had tested positive.
Yeah.
Since then, like a dozen to three dozen people at the White House have also tested positive.
Can sure. I just say I didn't know that they called the First Lady FLOTUS?
Yeah, First Lady of the United States.
I had no idea that was a term.
Yeah,
so
POTUS and FLOTUS.
Just sounds like a goofy cartoon.
It sounds like a weird, like, hipster jazz fusion group, yeah. Doesn't it? Like POTUS and FLOTUS. Like, you know, it's like Hall & Oates performing or touring this year with POTUS and FLOTUS. but anyway, he got, now what was interesting to me that I thought was appalling. Apparently he was late getting to the debate with Biden.
Okay.
And they didn't have the opportunity to test him before he came in.
Oh.
So they went by the honor system and they just said, oh yeah, he's negative.
Oh my God.
And here he had it.
The man who deals with literally everybody, they didn't test.
Right. Yeah.
That's so logical.
They went by the honor system. They assumed he was tested already.
Fake news.
Which somebody did point out. Think about the White House. Like, obviously, everybody should be getting tested every day when they show up to work, you would think, right? Somehow it still got through. Like, that should be alarming to people, you would think. You know, that something as locked down as the White House, where they're very obviously, you would think, taking precautions of at least testing. You know, he hates masks. He refuses to wear masks,
right,
which I don't understand.
No.
You know, like they and that's the thing. Like, I guess, like, people who work around him don't wear them either because they don't want to, like, you know, have
He's
him.
Not telling them not to, though.
I don't know if he's telling them not to. Like, you know, again, it's one of those things. It's like
they don't
want to
ruffle the feathers.
Yeah, the third hand account is that he hates masks and he looks down on everybody who wears them. So it's like there's like the unspoken rule around the White House is you don't wear the masks around him because he hates them.
The White House
again. Shut up. My point being, it's a third hand account. We don't know how true
right.
it is.
I know,
but whatever. But anyway, he doesn't wear them. He hates them. He doesn't wear his anywhere that he goes. But it's interesting that, like, you know, even despite the fact that this is the White House, which you would think is like one of the most secure places in the world, it still got through and it still got to him, which is something.
Yeah. I wouldn't even consider that. Those people are in and out of there all day long doing different press conferences and dealing with different people all day
right.
long.
Right. But, you know, of course. But again, my point being, you know, if they're testing regularly and they're trying to make sure that, you know, they're being careful, I mean, it's still, you know, it's more so like it's a counter argument to the person who says, well, it's nothing to worry about. You know what yeah. I mean? It's like, well, it can get anywhere. That's my point.
Right.
But anyway, it got to him and the First Lady. I think a couple people, like everybody on his debate prep team, except for Rudy Giuliani, tested positive since. And a bunch of people at the White House, including the press secretary,
yeah.
tested positive. So he tested positive, and then we found out, like a day later, after he tested positive, that he was being sent to Walter Reed Medical Center.
Okay.
So he's being admitted to the hospital now. And then it started coming out, well, apparently his oxygen had dropped, so they had administered him oxygen. And they had started giving him some kind of treatments at the White House, and they moved him to Walter Reed out of a, quote, abundance of caution, unquote. And then he was there for a couple days. We didn't really hear much. The doctor said, oh, he's doing well. We know a little bit about his treatments. He left 6:30 on Monday, went back to the White House, stood on the back patio, took his mask off, saluted the sky, and then walked inside.
That was the biggest show of arrogance.
Yeah.
To rip off your mask when you know you
have
it.
Yeah.
To rip off the mask in front of all these people, walk into the White House.
Where there's people standing right there.
And just go, screw the mask. Yeah. Like, what an idiot.
Yeah, especially when you've got it. Like, you are still contagious as far as we know.
Yeah.
But I do find it interesting, like, who... Now, we've got this guy, he doesn't exercise.
Right.
He's in his 70s. He eats McDonald's every day. And he drinks Diet Coke like it's going out of style. He was able to kick it, as far as we know, in 3 days. Overcome, like, some severe symptoms.
I love how he says, I'm feeling the best I've ever felt.
Yeah.
Compared to what?
Well, he says he's feeling the best that he has in 20 years. Now, again, because of who he is, being the president, he got care from elite medical providers.
Sure.
He got probably, literally... the best treatments that you can possibly get.
The best.
Right. But he actually did get, like, he got an experimental antibody therapy, which isn't even widely available.
So what I got for when I did my clinical trials.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, he got that. He was also given remdesivir, which I believe has not yet been approved by the FDA for wide use. And he was administered dexamethasone, which I don't know what that is, but a lot of people on Twitter apparently do because they've been arguing about it for the past 3 days.
Did he inject himself with bleach?
You mean, did he take some of his own advice?
Yes. Oh, no. He said that in jest and during the
debates. My favorite thing is the people who were like, when people were like, he literally just said, inject yourself with bleach. And people are like, that's not what he said. That's not what he said. Spent 3 days saying that. And then he comes out and says, I was only joking when I said that. It's like, but he just admitted that he said it.
Right.
Despite everybody arguing.
Yeah. And if you're joking about it, you didn't say it like you were joking.
Well, maybe, who knows? He's kind of an idiot. We figured that out already. You know what I mean? But that's, you know, so again, these treatments are not widely available, you know, but he got them because he's the president. So of course they're going to give him, but that's like, that sounds like, you know, somebody said like, it sounds like they're throwing the kitchen sink at
sure,
him
absolutely.
To keep him on his feet. Now, somebody pointed out that apparently this dexamethasone is being used in certain cases, but it's only when somebody has a very severe case. So you kind of have to wonder, how bad did it get? They really didn't let out much how bad he got.
Well, if they were putting him on oxygen and stuff like that, it had to have been a pretty decently severe.
That's what I mean. Like, I wonder how bad it got. It might have gotten really bad.
But for him to be 3 days.
Well, that's what I mean. It's kind of crazy now when he took the mask off. It does look like he's. And yeah. It does. It does look like every video we've seen, it's like he is struggling to breathe. So I don't know. And his doctor even said when they discharged him that he's not out of.
Sure.
And isn't those diseases, like, haven't people start to feel better before they really start to get worse?
Right.
So I don't know, man. Like, it's like he's in such a hurry to portray himself as being this, like, you know, oh, look, I was able to beat it. You know, I'm strong.
It almost, when he took off the mask, it made me feel like, you ever see the picture of the guy who, like, is on top of the bull and pulls back the horns and they have the portrait behind the fireplace like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what I figured he was trying to do right there.
Maybe. Who knows? I mean, I thought for a split second when he had the one video come out when he was still in the hospital and he said, he's like, oh, well, I've learned a lot about COVID. He's like, and it's been it's been a firsthand experience. And it's not like, you know, reading the book. It's like, I've faced this directly. He's like, and I've learned a lot, and I get it. He's like, and I can't wait to tell you what I've learned. For a split second, I thought, maybe this spooked him a little bit. Like, maybe he's going to come out of this being humble and maybe a little bit reserved. And maybe he's going to say, hey, you know what? My bombastic strategy with regard to handling this maybe wasn't the best. Maybe we should all take care and concern over this.
And then he pulled off the mask.
Boy, that's the thing. The moment I saw that, I'm like, man, I am such an idiot. I am such a moron for even thinking
you.
That.
He got you that
he
close.
He did. He got me.
He got me.
He got me. He really pulled one over on me. But, yeah, that's... it's still, like, it's interesting, and then he comes out with his tweet where he's like, don't be afraid of it. Don't let it dominate your life. And I thought to myself, like, that's really easy for you to say, having gotten 3 experimental treatments not available to the public, administered to you by, like, some of the best doctors on the planet. It's really easy to say, don't be afraid of it under those. Yeah. I was able to kick it in 3 days. Considering all that, wow, I'm impressed. Eh.
You got to think, though, most people wouldn't take experimental drugs.
Sure.
And they are widely available. You have that option. If you go into the hospital and you say, hey, I want to try an experimental drug for this, they'll absolutely sign you up for it.
Yeah, it's the
But most people
use
go,
whatever.
Absolutely not.
Right.
I want whatever the book says that I'm supposed to get, even if it doesn't work.
I feel like this is almost like a weird play for the election. Like, he's trying to show, like, look, I've been talking about all of these cures and treatments that are in the pipeline that have, like, never come out.
Right.
And but look, they work. I got them for myself. And look, I beat it in 3 days. Like, as a way to encourage people to look at him and say, wow, like, he has done a great job. I should vote for him. You know, that's probably what's going on.
Maybe.
It's gotta be. That's the only thing I can think. Which is why he was willing to take all these, especially, like, if it did get bad, he was like, well, what do I got to lose? Pump me full of that crap. And
sure.
Then he could be like, oh, look, you know, the Trump plan worked. Under my administration, all of these amazing miracle cures are available. You know, you just have to be willing to use them. And look, I'm proof for me. I did such a great job during this whole thing. It's like, I don't know. It is just, it's weird to me that, like, all we know about this disease, that they're playing it off as if he just got over it in 3 days. Like, it's really kind of like, I'm not saying it's impossible, but it seems extremely improbable.
And considering he's in his 70s and in terrible shape.
That's what I'm saying. Eats like garbage, you know, does not exercise. And it's like, I just don't know, man. But then again, somebody that I know was saying recently that, like, they have a family member who has progressive MS,
mm-hmm.
who got COVID, was never on a ventilator.
Well,
like, had symptoms,
sure,
you know, but was never on a ventilator. Meanwhile, their neighbor, who is 39 and in great shape, was on a ventilator for a month and still cannot walk up the stairs without being winded 2 months after they recovered. So it's like, it kind of hits different for everybody.
Sure, absolutely.
I think, you know,
it does.
So it's really easy to say, oh, he's in terrible shape and he eats like crap. You know what I mean? Maybe it wasn't as bad, but I don't know, man. Like, the whole situation is just kind of like...
weird.
It's weird. I don't know how to feel about it. You know, I don't like the fact that he came right back and started breathing on people instantly.
Yeah. I'm better.
he gets off the helicopter and he's like Godzilla with the flame bridge. Just, he just breathes it all over the press corps and everybody else.
See how to get better.
But man, like I'm really and then you say like, you know, can't wait for this debate on the 16th, and I'm just like, oh god.
It's gonna get worse.
He's gonna breathe on Biden, isn't he? He's gonna hold him down and just breathe all over him. He's gonna run right over the plexiglass, which I assume they're gonna have set up, and he's just gonna breathe on him.
Yeah.
Oh my god. And now like they're saying he's in the Oval Office, but like people are wearing gowns and masks and goggles and like, you know, just to go in and deal with him. It's just crazy, man. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know how to feel. We'll find out what happens over the next 15 or so days, because that's usually about how long
the gestation
or like the bad part of the disease lasts. You know, I don't know if he's still getting treated. Maybe he is. Maybe he isn't. I don't know. Maybe he'll die yet. Maybe he'll turn into like the Hulk, though, from all of these experimental drugs. Yeah. He'll just become like the Orange Hulk, and he'll just start smashing. He'll start smashing Congress.
It's a really strong Oompa Loompa.
Up next, Eddie Van Halen. We pay our respects.
A freak accident. It's like a dumpster fire scented air freshener. There's absolutely no point.
I'll be honest with you, and I shared this on my Facebook today. This eruption was the first time I ever got goosebumps listening to music when I was a kid. The first time I heard this, I couldn't believe it. I didn't think it was real. And
well,
it's
was
amazing.
Stuff on a guitar that wasn't supposed to be on a guitar that he was able to get those sounds.
Now, I don't know if this is just like an urban legend kind of thing, but somebody said that apparently there are things that he was doing with the guitar that they still can't figure out how exactly he did it.
Six fingers.
I mean, it is like you listen to this piece and it's insane some of the sounds that he elicits from that instrument.
I think what was cool is when he did all this, he looked like he put no effort towards it.
Right.
Well, he's just like, whatever. Da-da-da-da-da.
I wish I remember who I saw on Twitter say it, but they said, like, the way he played, and, like, with, like, the random, and again, like, I don't know music or technique or anything like that, but apparently they were saying, like, some of the things that he would do are very complicated, like, maneuvers with a guitar, but he would do them with, like, no effort, like you're saying, at all, and would just do them over and over and over and over again, and it would be like, how is it possible for somebody to be able to do that? I don't know. He was a prodigy. You know, he was one of a kind. Of course, we're talking about Eddie Van Halen, who passed away yesterday.
Yes.
At the age of 60. Yesterday would have been Tuesday. Yeah, at the age of 65 from after a prolonged battle with cancer. In my opinion, quite easily the greatest guitar player who's ever lived.
He's definitely up there. I mean, people will throw out arguments.
Sure, yeah.
But I mean, if you say top five, he's in that. He's in top three in my head.
You
but
think.
I grew up on Van Halen.
Right.
Like, I mean, they're not my favorite band. They never will be. But like, they've always been a part of my life. I grew up always listening. Well, I grew up in the 80s, so I mean, it was always Van Halen, not Van Hagar. And
hard line.
Yeah,
right.
You're damn straight. I took a hard line on that. And it was just music that you couldn't believe was coming out of an instrument.
Yeah, in his case, yeah, for sure. Mickey, your thoughts on all of this that we're saying?
Sucks
that he's dead.
Yep.
Oh, I thought you were going to say sucks, like he sucks.
No, God,
it's like, geez, what a hard stance she took.
Have you ever heard that before, though? That like there are people who still can't figure out like how we did some things with the guitar?
When I was younger, I haven't heard it probably in 20 years or so.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know, like being raised around guitar players and knowing that most of them could play it, I don't really see that being that complicated.
Yeah, well, I mean, Eruption like is literally the thing I think that every guitar player listens to,
and
they want to learn how to play that, you know, that piece. But
every
like,
musician that I saw on Facebook were saying he was one of their heroes.
Sure, yeah, but that's what I mean, though. But like, I think beyond that, it's like just some of the other things like we're talking about, like the fluid, effortless way that he would transition between like different, you know, frets and different bars, and the way he would just like you said, like it didn't even look like he was trying.
Yeah.
And you wonder like how anybody could be like I can't sleep, you know, with the ease that he played guitar and look at the way he used to do that. But yeah, it's like absolutely heartbreaking. I mean, pretty much the entire music world, I mean, the whole world, really, but like especially the music world, you know, was coming out and paying tribute to him. I mean, Gene Simmons, Nikki Sixx, Lenny Kravitz, who was a very accomplished guitar player in his own right, you know, Flea, obviously, Black Sabbath, Queen, Brian May of Queen, I should say. You know, you got everybody in Metallica, Billy Corgan, Alice Cooper. And, you know,
Sammy Hagar, David Lee Roth.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. Obviously.
His son, Wolfgang, you know, was
very accomplished musician himself.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's it sucks, man. Like, yeah, he was like an icon.
And he transcended styles, too, because you got to remember, he did Michael Jackson's Beat It.
Yeah, he did do that riff in that song, which was awesome.
Yeah, it changed how pop music was at that time.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know, it's funny, the thing that makes it the saddest, I think, and I think we've mentioned this here on the show before when we talk about, you know, whenever somebody of renown passes away, it's like, who's replacing him?
Nobody.
Well, this is what I'm saying, like, and that's the problem, and that's to say that anybody could replace Eddie Van Halen, but, like, who is the next, like, master musician of this caliber, and I'm not sure there is one, frankly.
No, and I think that's where that, you know, 20-year mark of people not thinking it's so difficult, but at the same time, they learn how to play it, and I see a lot of copycats nowadays, where like, oh, well, I can play this, and I can play that, but they're not creative enough to make their own music and to be just as good as him. Like, great, you can play what he played, and you can make the sounds exactly the same. It's not hard to be a copycat. Yeah. Do it yourself. Yeah, make your own music.
You can imitate him, but what are you doing that's original?
Right.
The one I thought that was going to be like, you know, there was Jimi Hendrix, there was Eddie Van Halen, there was Slash. Who is the next in line? I thought it was going to be Tom Morello if Rage Against the Machine didn't break up as soon as they did.
I mean, Tom Morello still is there.
He's good. But I think he went in a totally different direction that isn't as creative as he was when he was with Rage.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I thought he was going to be that next. He's doing his own thing in a very technically hard style, but then Rage just kind of blew up and no more.
He disbanded. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I feel like, you know, there are plenty of good guitarists out there even now in bands. Like, you know, you hear the bands that still do guitar solos. It's like, oh, you know, that's cool. But it's like nobody's like shattering paradigms anymore. You know, these people who all like reinvented things, like nobody's really reinventing anything these days.
Your radio musicians aren't.
Right.
But if you go off the beaten path to some of the more underground music that people don't really like because they are very dynamic and filled with, you know, as much music as possible.
Right.
They're on that path, but nobody's recognizing them.
Can you recommend one? Maybe you could
recommend Dream Theater?
I think Dream Theater gets a lot of recognition.
They're not radio, but they have a cult following
They're popular enough. You know what I mean? I feel
but most people don't know who they are.
Fair enough.
But, like, nobody's making a song where right there, Eruption was part of You Got Me. Really Got Me.
Yeah.
They call that Eruption, and it's just him.
Mm-hmm.
A whole part of a song is just him, and I could listen to that over and over and over.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And that's that. Literally, when I was a little kid, when I first heard that, it was the first time that, like, made me go, wow. You know what I mean? When I was listening to music, it was, like, the first time that, like, I heard music. You know what I mean? As opposed to, like, you know what I mean? Like, you listen to songs and things like that. It's like, oh, but that was, like, I did, like, a double take the first time I heard that. I still remember it. And I was like, I don't, that doesn't even sound real. It sounded fake.
Well, it sounds like there's two guitar players.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like there's like 14 guitar players at some point, you know? It's like, oh my God. You know, but that's the thing, man. He was a legend, and it sucks to lose him because, again, like, you know, nobody is following in those footsteps. No. You know, nobody is reinventing things on that level anymore.
And that's another one of those guys that I said I was going to go see Van Halen. I'm going to go see Van Halen. I had a chance to see them with David Lee Roth. Didn't do it.
Yep.
And I'm like, damn it.
Never do that. Because I already know. Chris Cornell was one of my favorite like vocalists and musicians of all time. And he was at the Kirby Center, which is in downtown Wilkes-Barre. And I said, I'll catch him next time. And he died the next year because I'm an idiot.
I had a chance to go to that show and meet him.
Yeah.
And I didn't do it. And I was still kicking the butt.
Don't do that. If you learn anything from this podcast, don't do that thing. Don't be that person.
Because you live with regret like we are.
Yeah, that's right. I got to live with these freaking demons the rest of my freaking life. Two of my favorite musicians. Never got to see them perform live.
Never gonna get it. Never gonna get it. Never gonna get it.
You need to rub it in like that. R.I.P. Eddie. Hopefully, we'll one day. Well, I mean, like I said, Heaven's got a lot more.
Stop doing the hand signal.
Heaven's got one hell of a guitar section now.
Oh, good Lord.
You got like the pipe organ, the trumpets, and you got Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah.
All right. In the next segment, we're doing what's the dumbest thing you would do for money? We'll get your feedback and we'll share some of our own.
You got to know when to hold them, when to fold them, when to walk away, and when to run. On second thought, forget all that. Just rob the table and take what's yours. This is a freak accident.
Money, 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 money.
Money, 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 money.
Turns out, in some instances, it's really easy to make money. More easy than you might think.
Yes.
We've been trying to get this podcast to make money for years now.
We got to start working on that.
We've made a couple dollars.
Oh, have we?
Yeah, we sold a couple shirts.
That
by the way, t-shirts
cost.
T-shirts available at shop. freakaccidents.com/shop. Go order yours. $19.99 plus shipping and handling.
Sounds like a commercial now.
I know, right? Just especially with the money playing in the background. But that shirt is available. You should go get it. It's
yes,
cool.
Definitely.
Anyway, this was a question that we posed on our Facebook page. For some reason I thought, oh, people are talking about this because I kept getting notifications. They were just responding to one person who left their reaction, but that's fine. The question was, what is the dumbest thing you would do for money? And we asked this because, as I mentioned last week on the show, there's that guy called Coyote Peterson, which seems fake.
Oh, I know who he is, yeah.
Yeah, he has a YouTube channel called Brave Wilderness. Now, people make money on YouTube all the time for all sorts of stupid friggin' things. His thing is he allows himself to be stung, bit, pinched, or whatever by the most dangerous and or venomous animals in the world. For instance, when people were talking about murder hornets, he went and got his hands on a murder hornet.
He went to Japan.
Yeah, and he put it on his arm beneath a cup and he let it sting him like 3 or 4 times. And like then the video is him just rolling on the ground screaming in agony. And it's like, okay, he's been bitten by snakes, he's been bitten by spiders, he's been bitten by other kinds of like flesh-eating critters, centipedes, all sorts of horrible, horrible things. That's his entire YouTube channel. That's his whole thing.
It's like the wildlife version of Jackass.
Kind of? Yeah. Like literally at least Steve Irwin would go out, you know what I mean? Every once in a while a snake or something would bite him. Or Stingray would.
No.
But he would teach you things in the meantime. You know, you would learn about, this is what this animal is. This is what it does. This is where it lives. This is what it eats.
This is why we respect it.
Right, yeah, this is why we respect it. Oh, God, it bit me. Well, luckily we've got an antidote here. You know, it's like, but he would teach you. This guy just does it because, I don't know, people like to watch him suffer in agony.
I'll admit, I got caught in the wormhole of watching his videos, and it was the top 10 worst things. Murder Hornet was not the first number one. It was some weird one, and he was paralyzed, basically.
Oh, yeah. He couldn't even move. Some of these things are so cause so much, like,
damage.
Damage and pain. You want to take a guess at how much he makes a month on YouTube? In one month. I think I mentioned it last week.
I know the answer.
You know
so,
the answer.
Mickey.
She doesn't know.
I wasn't listening last week.
Surprise.
Yeah, wow. I mean, you know, the sun came up today, too. Did you notice that?
Nope, I didn't.
And the atmosphere is oxygen, nitrogen, and other gases. Anyway, Mickey, mm-hmm. if you had to guess what this guy, whose first name is Coyote, makes on YouTube from getting stung by critters, what do you think he would make in a month from his advertising?
Let's go with 100,000.
It's a good guess.
Okay.
A little shy.
Oh, okay.
$300,000 a month.
All right.
How much is that a year?
A little over $1 million.
A little
oh,
over
no,
a million.
Oh, no, wait. 300,000.
Yeah, that'd be like $4 million.
Yeah.
Right? About that.
Oh, my God.
It'd be close to $4 million, between like yeah. $3 and $4 million.
Yeah.
Because you got to be figuring he's
36,
making.
$3 million.
He's making almost. He's making almost $1 million every quarter of the year.
Yeah.
So it's going to be just over. It's going to be between $3 and $4 million a year he makes just from advertisements on his YouTube videos. All
and
because,
how much does he spend to travel to go get stung by these things? And how much is his insurance?
Does it matter? I don't really
I'm
think it matters.
I'm
kind of
interested.
So the question then, though, is like, this is an awfully stupid thing, but like, I'd be willing to do this for $300,000
yeah.
a month. So like, the question now becomes, what's the dumbest thing you would do for money? How about this? Who out there is willing to pay me? What car manufacturer? I will stand there and you can hit me with the car. And see how the bumper holds up to impact on human body, and you can pay me $300,000 a month.
I
we'll
need
do
to get
that.
Paid more for that.
I don't know. I'm just saying. That's the first thing that comes to mind. I will jump through your windshield when you're moving down the street at 40 miles an hour, and you can pay me $250. We'll start the bidding there. $250,000 a month. I will do that.
You might have a lot of enemies that start replying to this.
Good.
Freaks@afreakaccident.com. Email us.
Let me see. Is that check clearing? I don't really care.
You might not be able to check the check.
What would you do? What dumb thing would you do for money,
though?
Oh, my
God. I think it would be what Mickey did. Be a guinea pig.
Yeah, I mean, you have done that. What's the most you made on one of those trials?
$10,000.
Nice.
You see, I would do that.
Yeah?
That's the dumbest thing I would do.
That's about as far as you would go?
Yeah, because I don't like pain, man.
Yeah.
Maybe getting stung by stuff I could deal with.
No.
Because then it's just over. It's like an instant.
Right.
I mean, granted, you're going to be feeling the pain for a while, but the thing stings you for an instant.
You know what doesn't sting? $300,000 a month. That feels pretty good.
I would do it for 1 year.
And that's it.
And just quit?
Hell, man, I would do it for 1 month, and yeah. I would be done. I would make some very wise investments with my $300,000, and I'd be finished.
Yeah,
that's it. I could move on, and I could retire and never have to work again.
Done.
Mickey, what's the dumbest thing you would do? Because you've done clinical trials before.
Right.
So you've already done that. What else would you do? Listen, I assume that the essence of this question is like it would have to be something that theoretically people would like benefit from watching.
Sure.
I think people would love to watch me get hit by cars.
Probably.
That would be the most popular thing to ever hit YouTube. So I would definitely do it too. Absolutely.
I'm
I would
just
subject
picturing
myself
a
to
montage
that.
Of you just rolling over cars. Yeah.
Just like that scene in Joker when he gets hit by the taxi cab and he flips over.
Yeah, that's all
just that over and over and over again. I'll even wear clown makeup. I don't care.
I really don't know, because, I mean, I'm pretty much open to whatever, so I have no idea.
Lady of the night.
Yeah, I don't think I go that far.
She at least maintains some dignity.
Some. Very little, yeah. But some.
Mm-hmm.
She shows up to this show every yeah. week.
Yeah, but so my dignity goes down the tubes every week.
Yeah, but you're not willing to make that step, though.
No.
See?
No.
See,
good.
There you go.
Good.
No, I really have no idea.
Well, Emily was our one and only comment.
Well, maybe the replies below.
Maybe there's more comments.
She has a good one, though, in my opinion. It's a pet therapist. I mean, who would know if I was wrong about what the pets were telling me?
This is true.
Yeah. She's not wrong. Of course, Dee's tried to call out. He goes, that's not dumb. That's just a scam. Well, yeah. What the hell do you think guy getting stung by scorpion is? That's stupid, too. And it's a scam at the same time. We're not learning anything from this guy. We're just laughing because he's screaming like a little girl every time something bites him.
But it's not a scam.
It kind of is.
No.
He's making money off of it.
But it's not a scam when you're not getting scammed watching his video.
I suppose that's kind of true.
Yeah, because you're getting what he's promising.
Right, but it also is about as beneficial as a pet therapist would be to our lives, I mean.
Well, you know, at least you're getting a reaction from the
You get a reaction from the pet therapist, too. You can think, oh, my kitty is just upset that the paint in my living room is orange. They just he just doesn't like that.
You know, there's somebody falling for that. I have.
Of course, there is,
and that's a sad thing.
Yeah, there's people, pet psychics. That's a thing. People think that they can talk to animals using a telepathic link.
I would love if I could talk to animals. They should not joke about that. That would be great.
That's the point here, though. Pet therapist. That's what they would do. Emily, I think that's a great idea. You should start that business. Like you said, who's going to know whether you're wrong or not?
Sure.
They don't know.
Yeah, but we just blew up her spot.
Who cares? Nobody listens to this show.
Ah. Yeah.
And every good business has some haters.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. All right.
And how do you know we're not full of it? I can't say for certain whether or not she can read that frog's mind. Maybe she knows exactly what she's talking about.
Well, she'll know when it's going to croak.
There you go, Mickey. Would you subject yourself to like eating things that you don't know whether or not they'd be poisonous or not?
Probably.
No, see, there you go. That's not too bad.
Ugh, I wouldn't do that. Because the first thing I ate
as
would
long
be poison.
As it's not spicy.
Yeah. Is there somebody
I don't do the spicy thing?
Is there somebody out there? Like, I assume there must be, like when a restaurant chain comes out with a new product, somebody who has to eat the first one. I'll do that.
Well, no, they do, like, a whole group. It's like a panel that they
Yeah,
use.
But you don't need a group. You just need me. I'll volunteer for it. You can just, you know, fill me with food.
Yeah, and have a garbage can by you so you just go, bleh.
That's right. Yeah, I don't know whether or not it's going to come out good or not, but, you know, feel free to experiment with your various dishes.
Dishes. Your various dishes.
That could work.
Yeah, but that's not a dumb thing.
No, I guess not. Did I ever tell you about the one time I saw that on, it was How It's Made? You ever watch that show on Science Channel? It's a great way to kill an afternoon on the weekend. Like, if you got nothing else going on, you just flip that on, take a nap.
I think it's fun to watch.
Yeah, it's cool. They were doing Tabasco the one time.
Okay.
And this dude is an old guy. He goes around the Tabasco facility with a crowbar on one end, that is a spoon on the other, and he pries open the barrels of aging Tabasco, because it is aged.
Yeah.
Right.
And like at least a year or something like that. His job is to open the casks of Tabasco and taste it to see if it's ready or not. Like, how do I get that job?
You have to have really good taste buds.
But my point being, I don't remember in high school at the school fair where it's like, you know, be the taste tester for the Tabasco plant, because I'd have been first in that line.
Yeah, it's all just stupid, like, paper-pushing jobs at those things. Yeah,
would you like to be an accountant? How about a police officer?
Would you like to file papers for the rest of your life? Here.
You could be a county court clerk if you just stand in this line.
And you know, at those job fairs, the only ones that get popular are the ones that have the free pens.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, be a mortgage underwriter. Oh, good.
Cool.
I can get a
Got
bunch
a
of pens
pen.
With my name on it. Yeah, insurance broker. Great. Freaking great. That's for me. The dumbest thing I would do, I mean, I would be willing to subject myself to some kind of physical harm. You know, whether it would be getting hit by a car, you know what I mean, or some kind of, like, you know, physical trauma. I don't know.
See, guinea pig for me is perfect because you're in a hospital setting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if something goes wrong, you're there.
Good point.
You just hope they have a way to fix it.
Well, you assume that the stuff you're trying out is at least not death capable.
That's the whole reason that they're doing the clinical trials, to make sure that it doesn't kill people.
So when I went through it, there was at least 10 phone calls that I went through going over all of the risks, all of the things that I would be involved in, the potential hazards. And they check with you over and over and over again to make sure, like, mentally you're okay with that. So, I mean, they do give you all of the information that they have on hand, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you're getting all of the information because you are still testing it.
Did your insurance go up after you do those trials, though?
Mm-mm.
No? Really?
No.
I'm definitely going to do one then. Fill me up. Well, I already volunteered for the COVID
and hopefully
trial.
They pay you for that.
I don't know if they're going to or not. I volunteered just because I felt like it was the right thing to do. I still haven't heard back yet. You know, but I'm definitely going to try something. Fill me with your glowing slime. Let's see what happens. You got that clean, too. You can use that for whatever you like. Up next on the show, what's something that's legal that doesn't feel like it? We'll talk about it.
You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star-craving mad person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone-crushing depressing. We are a freak accident.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
Because legal, illegal, sure. This was on Reddit.
He's so proud of his choice.
Yeah, I am.
It's a fine choice. But the question was, what's something that is perfectly legal to do, but while you're doing it, feels like it shouldn't be legal?
That's an interesting question.
It is an interesting question. And I think maybe some perspective will come from some of the answers. Okay, like for instance, I like this one. I don't know why.
Are we getting the Reddit names?
If I can, I have like a list that was posted elsewhere, will also go to Reddit and we will get some Reddit names as well.
Okay.
Because it's only anytime we do a Reddit segment, we have to.
Yep.
But this one was, I don't know why this feels illegal, but it does. And it's something so stupid. Turning the light on in your car while you're driving at night. That's been like a meme for like, I think it really started this year because like, wait, was your dad the same thing with that? Like,
well,
you don't turn the light on when we're driving at night. You don't do it.
Well, that's why I thought it was illegal for the longest time when I was a kid. Because, yeah, dad was like, you turn that on, you're going to do something. And then I'm like, okay.
Yeah, my dad used to say it was like, it had something to do with distracted driving. I don't know if it like distracted him. Well, or if it distracted the other drivers because they see other people driving around with their lights on. But, man, I could think a lot of reading I could have done if I'd have been allowed to turn the lights on in the car when I was a kid.
I know if my mom was driving, she didn't like the light on, and she explained it because she wears glasses, that light reflects, and she already has a hard time driving at night. So she would be like, if you need it on, use it for a quick second and then turn it back off. But it was never like you can't have it on. She's like, just warn me when you're turning it off and try to turn it off quick, or turning it on and turn it off quick.
For me, it was definitely like, you know, you can't turn it on. If you do it, you got to turn it right back off again. Like, well, why not? It's like it carried like the sense of illegality to it. Like, you know, we were going to get pulled over if we were driving with the interior lights on.
Same thing.
Apparently, it's not illegal, though.
No, it's not.
Honest to God, you could up until this year, you could have fooled me.
All right.
It was just an assumption.
Yeah.
You know, that was just ingrained. Ripping one or two bananas off of a bunch at the grocery store because you don't want that many.
You know what? I felt weird doing that until I started dating Proofreader. Because now she does that all the time.
Does she like go grab like the best bananas off of multiple bunches and combine them?
What she does is if she...
like looking for the perfect dozen.
Mm-hmm. If she finds like a group that looks good and she only wants five and there's six on them, she'll rip one off.
See, that's always something that annoys me because I always look for the bunch with eight on it. And people are always ripping them off. So I'm finding five, I'm finding six, I'm finding four, a group of, you know, it's like, come on, man, I want one with eight.
Nope.
So she's the one that's been doing it.
Yeah, do it on purpose for you.
Words with her. The moment you go through a metal detector and have an irrational fear that there's a gun in your pocket that you forgot about.
Not once in my life.
No.
I mean, I guess like, you know, if you are going through a metal, I do feel that, like, not necessarily like, oh, I'm thinking like I have a gun, but I as I'm stepping through it, I'm always thinking, what am I forgetting?
Oh, yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like okay. There's going to be something because, well, I also usually carry, like, a knife with me, too, when I go out. Like, I have, like, a multi-tool,
yeah,
a knife, and usually I also carry my gun. But, like, if I'm walking through a metal detector, you know I don't have my gun at the airport.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm like, wait a minute. You know what I mean? I always think, like, instinctively, like, did I leave my pocket knife in there? In which case, am I going to get tackled to the ground and then have somebody probing my insides because I wasn't thinking?
Ew.
You don't know. Reading a book at a bookstore for a while, then putting it back on the shelf.
Nope, not illegal.
No, but immoral.
It does kind of feel like, you know,
You're
but
stealing.
The whole purpose is to test the merchandise. That's why they have seating
areas. Well,
but yeah. It's like stealing.
But it's
kind of
you're stealing words for free.
Now, what if you're the kind of person who goes back like a couple times a week and like you just work your way through the book?
Again, that's stealing.
I don't think it's illegal, but can they stop you?
Yes.
I mean, I suppose
they could tell you not to come back.
You out for any reason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But so, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I do agree with you, though. Yeah, it's kind of like, buy this.
Yeah.
I've read two chapters already, although I'm really into it now, though, and I don't want to stop. But maybe I should just buy it and take it home.
But that's why they have the coffee houses there.
Yeah.
So that way they're still making their money, because usually somebody who's there for that long will grab a coffee or a snack or whatever.
Really?
So they end up making
It was for, like, you know, weird people to, like, have very loud conference calls.
That happens sometimes.
A lot of times.
Yep. This one's mostly for guys. Adjusting your junk while you're out in public.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't really feel illegal, but I mean,
no,
it is uncouth.
Nasty.
Yeah. Well, that's why you got to, like, master the techniques of, like, you know, the dance.
No, what you do is you always keep something in your pocket so you have a reason to go in there and just go.
Little shake. Little tweak. Yeah.
Or you just go all out in town and just go, hey, ladies, this is me. Enjoy it.
When you're at the store and realize there's something in your pocket that they also sell there.
Yes. Mm. Oh, my God. That happened with me with Tic Tacs. I had Tic Tacs in my pocket and I totally forgot about it. I went into Walmart and I'm like, oh, they're going to think. So the whole time I'm walking through Walmart, I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I forget the one time I was in a store with a jacket on and I noticed that the same exact jacket that I was wearing was on one of the racks. And I was like, nobody better ask me about this because I've also trashed this jacket and it is very damaged. So if I get asked, opening a drink or snack at the store before you've paid for it.
Yeah, not illegal.
It's not illegal.
I don't do that, though.
I've done it, like, with, like, a bag of M&Ms or something like that.
My coffees,
you know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah.
You do.
As I'm making my coffee, I'm drinking it up to the counter. But at that point, everybody knows me because I go to the same place to get coffee all the time.
Right.
So.
But at that point, like, as long as you're being, you know what I mean, you're upfront about it. When you get to the front, you're like, oh, by the way, I bought this bag of M&Ms and ate all of them. Please scan the barcode
right
off of the wrapper.
The one thing I feel it feels illegal is when I go and they make you fill your own soda or something. And you want to make sure that the flavoring's all in it. It's not just seltzer. So you go and drink a little bit of it. And then I'm like, do they see me?
Oh, no. Using a gas station bathroom without buying anything.
Yeah, that's kind of rude. I do it. But
I mean, if you're on a road trip, though, what choice do you have? You know what I mean?
Yeah, because unfortunately, there's not a lot of public restrooms.
What's your point?
That there's a lot of gas stations that put signs up that you have to buy something to use the bathroom.
Oh,
well, I usually, if I'm on a road trip and I have to go to the bathroom, I'll buy like a pack of gum or something.
Sure,
like
absolutely.
That.
Trying to break into your own home when you're locked out.
I've done that.
Yeah, I've done it, but I don't think I.
As long as it's
feel
not
illegal.
As long as it's not like at night, you know what I mean, and there isn't somebody who sees it happening who like doesn't identify you properly, and they're not calling the police. Like somebody's trying to break into that house.
That's true.
Taking too many napkins from a restaurant so you could use them as tissues later. You don't really even have to do that. You just go to McDonald's. They put like 50 of them in your bag.
They do.
Have you ever noticed when you go, they either give you like 100 or none at all.
Yep.
There is no in between.
Mm-hmm.
The bag is either all napkins and then your food is at the bottom, or you don't get any napkins and you just have to wipe your hands in your shirt like some kind of filthy degenerate. Let's see. I'm looking at Reddit now. They're taking napkins as one of the top ones. That was from Ghost of a Hamilton. That was the comment.
Okay.
Did that. Let's see. Taking more than one free sample. That's the Moose K. I don't know. Have you ever done that? You're like, yeah, give me another one.
I've walked around and then went back to the same sample station.
Of course you have.
Look at me.
This is kind of goes along with the metal detector. This is Waxed Jacket Problem, who asked, walking through nothing to declare at the airport and having a nagging concern that maybe you managed to pack 5 kilos of cocaine, a handgun, several tons of pest-infested fruit, and 2,000 cigarettes over the tobacco limit in your suitcase.
Never have done that.
Let's see.
I did... Oh, no, I do remember this. This was back when I was like 18 and my family went to Cancun and me and my dad snuck back Cuban cigars.
Mm.
We took off the wrappers and put them in with other cigars. And then the whole time going through, I'm like, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. I go, we're going to be held up by you know, Juan Valdez and his trusty goat.
Filling out government forms. I answer honestly, but constantly feel like I'm going to misinterpret a question and somehow commit some manner of bureaucratic felony. let's see. This person says doing taxes is a lot like that.
That's why I don't do my own.
Yeah. That's Mythical Whistle who added that. And then, what? MN Frisbee says bringing home a newborn infant feels illegal sometimes. I don't know.
Wait,
why.
How many times does he do that? That's bothersome. Sometimes.
Oh, this 6 foot jockey says bringing home your newborn for the first time makes you realize how many a-holes and potholes there are on the road.
Okay.
It's like every time that kid gets jostled, you're like, oh God, his neck is going to snap. That bulbous head is just going to roll right off his shoulders. Irish American says driving when near a cop. You second guess every single thing that you do.
And no matter what, if you're driving by a cop, I always slow down. I can be going perfect speed limit and it's like, slow it down.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. There's a lot of weird answers here, but, yeah, ripping off the bananas, you know, is pretty near the top. this person says owning a tank. I don't know why. That's Fridge Launcher. Is his name.
Fridge Launcher. All right.
Well, owning a tank is illegal. So
I don't think it is illegal.
No, well, it feels illegal.
You can't,
so
you
I guess
can't, I don't
right.
think you can drive it down the street, but you could certainly own one.
I think you can drive.
Mickey, your homework
to...
is to get batteries for your unicorn horn and find out the legality of driving a tank around.
No,
yeah.
Get a tank and drive it here.
Yeah, because I have money for a tank.
This is great.
Steal it.
This the name.
That's illegal.
Oh,
the name is good. The name is Jiggly Love, and it says walking into an Ulta beauty store, spraying some expensive cologne on yourself from the tester bottle. And then going to your job interview.
Nice.
Genius. That is genius. That's just being resourceful.
Calling a teacher by their first name. It's not illegal, but it is illegal. this person says driving 250 plus kilometers per hour on the German Autobahn.
Not illegal.
Not illegal, but man. You're like practically breaking the sound barrier at that point. You gotta pull it back just a little bit. Just a wee little bit. This person says that's 154 miles an hour for all you Yankees.
I was wondering that same thing.
Yeah, right? He's sitting there doing, you can see his eyes crossing as he's doing the math in his head.
Carry the two.
Marrying someone for their money.
That's the name? Oh, that was just the...
No, no. Doing anything in sight of a police car, this person says. Yeah, a lot of people, though, saying turning the light on inside of the car while you're driving feels illegal for some reason.
You know what must feel illegal, at least when they first do it, especially in, like, Colorado, when they first legalized weed?
Sure.
That had to feel really weird for some people. Like, just openly, like, smoking it, and then there's a cop that comes by, and it's like, oh, God.
How about this one? This person says walking out of a store without buying anything.
No,
that does feel like I always am kind of like a little bit self-conscious about that. Like, oh, like I feel like I should have bought something while I was in here.
No, I don't feel bad about doing that.
No,
I'm browsing.
And if they got free samples, all the better.
You're damn straight. No, but if you go into a clothes store, you don't always buy clothes.
That's true. Yeah.
And if I'm looking for something specific, I might... More so, I go into a store looking for something. If they don't have it, I'm not buying something.
See, I'm picturing him now, though, going into a store, eating all of the free samples.
Done it.
Using the bathroom.
Done it.
And then leaving without
buying
anything.
Not illegal.
I've done it. I'm not joking.
And then he drives home with the light on inside of his
car.
Yeah,
all the lights. The two of them. I hit them both. I live dangerously.
He puts the interior lights on.
Do they both work?
Yes.
Okay.
He puts the interior lights on in the daytime because he's that kind of a rebel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm dangerous.
He is dangerous. Mm-hmm. You know what else is dangerous? This show going too much longer. I think the people have had enough. We can wrap that up. Feel free to email us about anything that we talked about on the show today. You can include your own feedback, and we'll revisit this stuff, too, especially if what you've got to say is interesting.
Or anything you want us to talk about.
Yeah, honestly, email us about anything at all. It would just be nice to hear from you. Freaks at afreakaccident.com. That, of course, is our website, afreakaccident.com. It starts with the letter A. You can click on shop. You can buy our t-shirt for $19.99. You can click on podcast, listen to every episode we've ever done, all 200 and almost 50 of them at this point. And then you can also visit the Connect section, find links to us on social media so you can come and be our friends and hang out with us between listening to shows. Most important thing to do, though, is to wherever you download your podcasts, wherever you get them from, Google is not going to be having podcasts in Google Play Music anymore. Now it's only going to be Google Podcasts. So if you don't have that app, download it. I don't know why.
Just search podcasts.
It's like, whatever. There's a million apps that do it. We're on all of them, though. Whether it's Spotify or
iTunes.
Or iTunes or iHeart, even. We're on that. Like, go find
that still
us.
Exists.
Yeah, it's apparently.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
In some circles, people still use it, apparently. But yeah, you can grab that, find us. Subscribe to us to help us, increase our listenership, which helps us climb higher in the charts, which helps us look cooler. And the cooler
hopefully
we look,
makes us money at some point.
Well, yeah, and more so, it's like, you know, the more clout we have, the more things we'll be able to do. You know what I mean? Which, like, only
and
benefits.
And not sit around this table. That would be great.
Not all the time, anyway. And yeah. It benefits you in the long run, is my point. But subscribe, leave a good review. And Mickey, what's the most important thing they need to do?
Leave us a good review.
I already said that.
Oh, I don't know. I was
share
listening.
Us with your friends. Oh, that's like your line. I pitch it to you every time, and at least 40% of the time you disappoint me. Next week on the show, what are some top goals people set for themselves during quarantine? Did we set any goals for ourselves during quarantine? Mickey has a look that says distinctly no. So we will share her failures and ours next week on the show. Kara will probably still be dead, but we'll see if we could do a seance and at least get her her spooky voice on one of the microphones
yes.
before then. So take care of each other out there. Be awesome to one another.
Yes.
For a Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
Money!
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.